The International Space Station, or ISS for short, is the largest structure humans have ever put into space. In fact, it's so large that it wasn't launched in its entirety. It was sent up in pieces and then constructed in orbit. The ISS is also estimated to be the most expensive man-made object ever built. Its heavy price tag exceeds the $100 billion mark. So, who uses the space station and for what? How big is it, and can we see it from down here on Earth? Let's get to know the ISS. What is the International Space Station used for? A variety of scientific experiments are being conducted on the International Space Station every day. For starters, the ISS offers us a unique opportunity to view our planet from the outside. Astronauts at the space station conduct experiments that include things like aiding with the storm forecast and testing satellite technology. Astronauts aboard the ISS also perform particle physics experiments like using the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer DAS-02 to look for dark matter and antimatter particles without the background noise that would normally dampen such a signal down here on Earth. Inhabitants of the space station also participate in studies of how the human body, including our muscles, bones, heart, and eyes, change without the presence of Earth's full gravity. In NASA's unique twin study, astronaut Scott Kelly was studied psychological and molecular changes during and after spending nearly a year in space in comparison to his retired astronaut identical twin brother Mark Kelly. Among the key findings of the twin study was the determination that our immune systems work in space just like they do on Earth. Astronaut Scott Kelly gave himself a flu vaccine while aboard the ISS, and its immune system responding just as we would expect it to respond. Astronauts also learned how to keep spacecraft functioning. They get to test our new technology for future space missions. These technological developments, combined with human biology studies, are our first steps toward the longer space missions, which will be required for exploring other worlds. A trip to Mars, for example, would take at least 3 years round trip. Astronauts and cosmonauts are also tasked with maintenance, including spacewalks, to conduct repairs. To combat the bone density and mass loss known to occur in microgravity, they also have to fit in at least 2 hours of exercise a day. You can check out Canadian astronaut Chris Helfeld's series of videos about life on the ISS to get a look at what it's like to brush your teeth, wearing your washcloth, make dessert, and even sleep in microgravity. Space station is 357 feet or 109 meters from one end of the truss that the long arm spanning the length of the station to the other. The whole station has a mass of around 925,000 pounds. The space where the astronauts live and work is larger than a 6-bedroom house and includes 2 bathrooms and a gym. The pressurized volume on board the ISS is about the same as that of the Boeing 747 and extends 240 feet or 73 meters. The station orbits the Earth every 90 minutes, which adds up to 16 orbits every day. The ISS travels at a speed of 5 miles per second, or 18,000 miles, or 29 kilometers per hour. So each day, the ISS views 16 sunrises and sunsets while traveling a path that is just shy of the distance to the moon and back. So, how is the ISS powered? Several arrays of solar panels collect energy from the sun in order to power the station. Added together, these panels cover an area of around 27,000 square feet or 2,500 square meters, which is nearly half a football field. It depends on what you consider a football field. Where is the ISS though? The space station orbits at an average altitude of 248 miles. That's 400 kilometers above the Earth and can be seen from down here even without the aid of a telescope. Using NASA's Spot the Station, you can get a list of upcoming sighting opportunities for your home, city, or town. Then keep an eye out for that what looks like a fast-moving plane. What records have been set with the ISS? The most consecutive day spent in space by an American is 340 days. Astronaut Scott Kelly set that record when he spent nearly a year at the space station in 2017 up to 2016, along with Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko. Captain Cole. However, the longest stretch of time spent in space is the 438 consecutive days Russian cosmonaut Valery Polikakov spent aboard the Mir space station in 1994 and 95. The record for the longest space flight by a woman was set by astronaut and biochemist Peggy Whiteson, who spent 289 consecutive days in space in 2016 up to 2017. Astronaut Christiana Koch, who is on board the ISS now, is expected to break that record when she turns from a 328-day mission. Peggy Whiteson, also the first woman commander of the ISS, has spent the most total time in space for a NASA astronaut at 665 days. She set a record in September of 2017. The world record is held by Russian cosmonaut Grendy Padalka, who has spent a whopping 879 days in space. NASA astronauts Susan Helms and Jim Voss conducted the longest spacewalk in 2001 during the construction of the ISS. It lasted 8 hours and 59 minutes. That's almost 8 hours, which is incredible. So what's the future of the ISS? There are plans to continue to operate the International Space Station until 2024, but beyond that, the future of the ISS is unclear. If the International Spartanship chooses not to continue to maintain and operate the space station, it could be deorbited or recycled. That's all for today, folks. I hope you like my podcast. This has been The Stuff You Should Know About Space. Our next podcast will be out on Friday, if I'm correct. Until then, goodbye.